This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's expanded monkeypox dashboard shows the group currently most at risk are young adult men around Denver. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy.
We are seeing that the greatest risk at this time is among gay, bisexual, or other men who have sex with men.
Cases rose from 2 in May to almost 170 now. 6 people are hospitalized, though no one has died. Nearly 77% of cases are in people who identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Abortion access is quickly becoming a flashpoint in the Colorado U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Michael Bennett and his GOP opponent Joe O'Day. CPR's Ben Berglund has more.
Senator Bennett's campaign's first attack ad against O'Day targets his stance on abortion. It highlights 5 women lamenting the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
But Joe O'Day opposes the law protecting abortion access in Colorado.
And O'Day would have voted to confirm Trump's Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade.
While O'Day doesn't back Colorado's law with no restrictions on when abortions can be performed, he does support abortion access earlier in pregnancy and for the health of the mother and in instances of rape or incest. O'Day does not back the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The first dusting of snow this season hit part of the Mosquito Range in Park County. 9 News says a snowcap was seen near Alma Wednesday morning, which tracks with past snow reports. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.